This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's election fraud claim gains more traction. Newly released security footage of State Farm Arena in Atlanta, Georgia, shows that poll monitors and media were told counting was done and sent everyone home on election night. Four workers stayed behind to count ballots, at times pulling out numerous suitcases containing ballots from underneath desks.
Look at the ladies in yellow. You'll see that they will begin just sitting still, doing nothing, ostensibly not working, because after all, they said they're going to stop counting. They will wait until the witnesses over there in that roped-off area, the press and the observers, leave the room. Then you'll see them move into action and begin scanning ballots.
The video can be seen on YouTube. Governor Brian Kemp, the Georgia Republican, said Thursday that new testimony and these videos has raised additional questions and a signature audit should be performed. The votes were allegedly counted for hours with no election supervisors or monitors present. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kyle Rittenhouse's legal team has filed motions to dismiss the charges of possession of a deadly weapon by a minor and one of two charges of reckless endangerment. Kenosha County Court Commissioner Lauren Keating ruled that both charges will stand. The Illinois teenager is charged with fatally shooting two people and wounding another during a summer protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Rittenhouse's arraignment is scheduled for January 5th. President Trump's campaign and the Republican National Committee have raised $207.5 million since Election Day. On Thursday, the group says they're gathering donations to pay for challenges to the November 3rd election. President-elect Joe Biden on Thursday said he was asking the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, to become his chief medical advisor, and said he plans to call on Americans to wear masks. The Senate Homeland Security Committee held a hearing on the FBI's 2016 Russia investigation. Several witnesses affiliated with Crossfire Hurricane investigation testified. Former FBI Assistant Director of Intelligence Kevin Brock, who argued the partisan investigation violated FBI regulations. USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did Communist China intentionally infect the world with coronavirus? USA Radio News' Dan Araki looks into it.
The director of national intelligence says that China's policies led to the worldwide coronavirus pandemic. In an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal, Director John Ratcliffe called China the greatest threat to American national security and said that the U.S. needs to take that threat more seriously. He tells CBS News that China's ruling party knew about the initial spread of the virus and chose to lie to the rest of the world about it.
The intelligence shows that the Chinese Communist Party's senior leaders, including President Xi, were aware and lied to the rest of the world about what they knew and when they knew it about COVID-19. They made the conscious decision to shut down their economy, to shut down their country, travel in and out of Wuhan where this originated, but they allowed travel from Wuhan to the rest of the world. They knew that, and they've taken advantage of that.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The first China virus case in the United States was a Washington state man who became ill on January 19th after returning from Wuhan, China on January 15th. NASA officials are calling it the Great Conjunction, saying it won't be seen again until 2080. In fact, this is the first time since the Middle Ages the Christmas star will light up the sky on the winter solstice. From Earth's viewpoint, Jupiter and Saturn will be very close to one another and look like a double planet when they appear to nearly collide on December 21st, forming a rare phenomenon known as the Christmas star. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there. And you can drop me an email, bill@billmartinezshow.com. We try to make it easy. And, of course, we've got all the audio tracks of interviews of all these great, exceptional experts that we have on the show as we pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. Feel free. Download, listen at your own convenience, share it with your friends and neighbors. That's what it's all about. And, you know, just keep the cards and letters coming in. Dr. Warren Farrell is back with us. It's been a while since we've had a chance to talk with him. American political scientist, activist, and author of 7 books on men and women's issues. He initially came to prominence in the 70s as a supporter of the second wave feminism. He served on the New York City Board of National Organization for Women. Recently most known for his just stellar book on the boy crisis. Dr. Farrell, good to have you back with us. How are you?
I was looking forward to this morning.
Well, Dr. Farrell, last time we talked, you were in meetings, planning meetings with the White House to discuss the boy crisis. You and I have not had a chance to talk about that since the interruption of COVID-19. Do you have an update for us?
Yes, unfortunately, the update is not a good one in the sense that they did not have a chance didn't take the chance to do a major presentation, which was planned for October, on the boy crisis and why it was affecting boys. I think it was a bad political move, frankly. I mean, aside from being something that would really have been helpful to about 20 million parents that are dealing with their boys falling behind in either a school and especially in reading and writing, which are the two biggest predictors of success, and also in mental health issues, especially with dad-deprived boys, as we remember from our last discussion.
Right, exactly.
That was really the single biggest predictor of mental health issues, including suicide. So they were very excited about it, but President Trump did not deliver the presentation on it that he was apparently considering doing.
Well, I want to be a voice of encouragement for you to keep it up like anything else. Sometimes it just takes a little bit longer fight, and you've got the facts on your side. These are things that are needed. Meanwhile, organically at the ground level, that doesn't stop us from getting the word out, and you've continued to be an asset to our audience and, making them aware of what is going on. And then, of course, on top of all this, we still have to deal with COVID-19. And sometimes, this is what suffers, is when the focus becomes on something that is urgent and of an emergency nature. But let's not forget that the boy crisis is also an emergency crisis, is it not?
It is. issues, and it's being, as you implied in your note to me, it is being aggravated by COVID, and which is one, you know, A, terrible, but B, it also opens up a great many opportunities that I'll be happy to share with you. You know, can be used as many crises that within the framework of a crisis there is opportunities that arise. Yes. I think one of those is that that many dads, as we know, are staying at home or having to stay at home for reasons I don't need to get into here, but you know that are COVID related or directly and indirectly, and so that family is discovering the value of dad's time as opposed to just the value of dad's dime, and that's really important for the entire family, but it's especially important for boys because when I did the 14 years of research on this on the boy crisis book, you know, I over and over again came up with all these developmental problems that occur when boys do not have significant father involvement, and particularly contact that allows fathers leverage. So, for example, roughhousing, as we talked about last time, has a great deal of connection to the father having the making the bond with the boy or and the girl children as well, and from that bond, because the kids love to roughhouse, the father can say, you know, you can roughhouse, but you can't, you know, hurt your sister, hurt your brother, and you know, that type of thing, and that requires of the child empathy, thinking of the brothers and sisters' needs, not just its own need to win in the roughhousing.
Exactly.
And so that is the beginning that is connected very strongly to the development of empathy, and so that's one example. The other, another very important example, is family dinner nights. Family dinner nights, you know, we've seen the data on the importance of family dinner nights, but there's a distinction in the quality of those family dinner nights that turn into family dinner nightmares versus those family dinner nights that are where the parents know how to make sure that electronics do not dominate at the table or even appear at the table. They are not a family member, and that the family dinner night is used to create what I call E pluribus unum, that one from many. And the family dinner night can accomplish that by having one person at a time talk about his or her day, and or a topic like, you know, are boys treated better than girls or girls treated better than boys in schools? What do you think about the future of boys? What do you think about sexual harassment? What do you think about the politics? And if you have one child at the table, you know, who's a strong liberal, and another child at the table who's a strong conservative, and knowing how to give each of them their due. And by their due, I mean listen to what they say, not with arms folded, not with eyes rolling, but and then after they speak up for only maybe 3 minutes, that the somebody else, one or two other people at the table, have an opportunity to say, you know, Jimmy, what I heard you say is this. Without, you know, Jimmy, what I heard you say is this, with an attitude or but the family teaching the children how to sort of say, make the first effort to be to make sure that the person who speaks up, parent or sibling, brother or sister, do not feel that they are being put down by their attitude and their feelings, but rather that the other family members are required to work on saying, you know, what I heard you say was, did I distort anything? Did I miss anything? And so that each family member feels that no matter what her or his perspective is on something, that before they will be disagreed with, they will be fully heard.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And that's, you know, that's so important for the family, because so many times boys, you know, they just feel like they can't be heard, and they withdraw into video games or drugs or some type of destructive relationship with a gang or friends that is more negative. And girls will just talk to other girls as opposed to talking to their family. And the E pluribus unum is so important, because it sort of gives the children, each of them, feeling that they're pluribus, they're many in the family, but they're unum, the family is one, that is here to support each of you to be your unique self, rather than your family is here to tell you what to do all the time. Telling, of course, children what to do is important, but it's important that it not be an isolation from hearing the child's perspective first without judgment.
Yeah, nobody's going to get canceled. Unum is the first principle that we hold to. The other thing that I hear loud and clear from you is that we need to understand first before being understood. And talk about the expansion of that concept of empathy, whether it's roughhousing or just listening to somebody else. I mean, it's almost like this is hand in glove, and this expands that concept of empathy even further. We've got more from Dr. Warren Farrell. Stay with us right here.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
We also want to keep the spirit of empathy alive here on Bill Martinez. At 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Warren Farrell is with us, the author of The Boy Crisis, Why Boys Are Struggling and What We Can Do About It. Empathy is so key here, Dr. Farrell, especially in this COVID-19 pandemic war that we're in the midst of. I mean, at the end of the day, I would think that, you know, speaking of UNUM, that we want to be focused on first principles. Where are we heading, even in the midst of this? What do we want to hold on to? And I would say, as you've pointed out, the things that are most important, like family, the father-son relationship, father-daughter relationship, and empathy is required on all sides, you know, from the father as well as from the children, the mother as well. This is all one circle of life, so to speak, that needs to understand that at the end of the day, nobody's going to get kicked out of the club here. You know, we are family. We need to, as you say, so importantly, hear the other side and allow that voice to be heard. Because time and again, that's what I hear is the biggest frustration, whether we talk about broken marriages or, dynamics, failed dynamics that are taking place with kids at home and, you know, domestic abuse and all this, that, you know, the core of this is people not being heard. And then we start acting out in a misbehavior sort of way that is not beneficial for all concerned. One of the things that I hear, Dr. Farrell, especially from dads, is going, God, you know, I've been a dad a long time, but I don't know how to do this. I'm spending time with my kids now. I'm in a sense, I'm forced to spend time. Some might initially look at it instead of, as you said, as an opportunity. But how do you maximize that time? And how do you answer that question for the dad says, gosh, you know, I haven't been doing this, but how do I do it now? And how do I do it in a way that, little Johnny doesn't think that, I'm just being an affect here instead of really trying to be, you know, do something meaningful with them.
Absolutely. I think the first thing that almost every dad can take advantage of this opportunity of being more at home, if that's the case, is to understand what are the nine differences that dad style parenting usually incorporates versus mom style parenting. So, for example, we often say that moms have unconditional love, but dads are often more critical. Well, dads usually are more critical, but that's not because they don't have unconditional love. They have unconditional love, but part of the way dads tend to parent is to say, is to have conditional approval. I have unconditional love for you, and part of what that incorporates is my okayness about enforcing boundaries, not just setting boundaries. So, for example, mom and dad might both say to a young child, you know, you can't have your ice cream until you finish your peas, and then mom will and the child will almost invariably try to test and see how few peas it can eat
right,
before it gets his ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And then mom will tend to say, mom will tend to be more directly empathetic, saying things like, oh, I see you had a hard day at school. Okay. You don't have to finish your peas this time. You can have your ice cream because I want to make sure you're taken care of and we don't get into a big fight over a few peas.
Right.
And so the child, but most mothers don't know that in the process of doing that, what they're teaching their child is that they can manipulate a better deal by sort of appealing to some aspect of their empathy and manipulating that to get a better deal, to get their ice cream sooner or not to have, without their peas at all.
Mm-hmm.
Dads are more likely to say some version of, sweetie, you can't have your ice cream. We made a deal here. The deal was that you can have your ice cream, but when you finish your peas. Well, when I tell mom I've had a bad day, she lets me not have to finish my peas. Well, that's mom. This is you. You can also continue to cry and whine and complain, and then there won't be any ice cream tonight or tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So, oh, you're so mean, Dad. You're so mean. Mom's not like that. And then the child will try to go to mom and manipulate better deals with moms. But when the father and mother are sharing what the value of that boundary enforcement is, and how when the children know how to do something they don't want to do, like eat their peas, before they get something that they want to have, like eat the ice cream, that creates postponed gratification. And postponed because the child doesn't just get what she or he wants the moment that she or he wants it, and they can't use manipulation and tears and things like that to do that. And so that postponed gratification becomes the biggest single predictor of success or failure in the non-academic mode.
Say that again, because this is huge, and people need to hear what you said. So I just want you to say that one more time about the importance of postponed gratification.
Yes, postponed gratification is the single biggest predictor of success or failure in life. And it's not just the success at the actual activity. So, for example, your son may be good at basketball or music or, at acting. But if he's not rehearsing the lines, not rehearsing the plays for basketball, not rehearsing for music, the dream of being a musician or whatever will be very much encouraged and by the mom. Mm-hmm. But if the child does not have a role, if the child does not have the discipline to accomplish that dream, then the child becomes disappointed in self and becomes afraid of even going back in after two or three failures, is afraid to even open his or her mouth about what they want to do because they're afraid of just being mocked for saying that and then failing again. So that then is not just leading to success or failure directly at the activity, but also leads to a type of depression, and particularly with boys who don't speak about these things nearly as easily and openly as girls do, the boys start to withdraw and they tend to act out. And by acting out, I mean they withdraw, for example, into the video games or when it comes to boy-girl time, into video porn, because the girls don't date losers, they date winners. Yes. And so when boys feel they're going to be rejected because they haven't succeeded, then they start fearing that the only way that they can have access to a variety of attractive women without fear of rejection is through pornography. The problem is that there's many problems, but pornography tends to addict your brain to getting dopamine, which is the feel-good drug,
right,
from seeing women at first naked and then in this position, that position, and getting more and more exciting. And so when he finally has an opportunity to get with a real-life girl, the girl feels like she's being treated like an object from the porn movie rather than as a real life person, because he hasn't developed good social skills to sort of listen to her, talk with her, value her as a person. She feels that withdraws, which only proves to him that he's a loser. And so a lot of this starts from that not being trained to do what he needs to do before he gets what he wants to get, and
right,
therefore the lack of postponed gratification that leads to that cycle that in its worst case scenarios can lead to depression and suicide.
Why has this been so greatly ignored?
That's really, I think what has happened is that we've done a good job expanding women's roles for the last 50 years and saying, if you're you're a girl, you go girl, the future is female, you can be whatever you want to be, and mothers have been with girls increasingly. But what has happened in the last 50 years also is that there's been an increased amount of permission for divorce, and when there's a divorce, the children that do the worst are the children that don't have at least an equal amount of contact with their fathers after divorce. And there's been an increased amount of permission for women to have children without being married. And you can take an argument on the marriage. Is marriage important? Is marriage not important? But let's say if you're arguing that marriage is not that important to people living together, is just as good, you're wrong.
Yes.
Two people.
Because once you have kids, again, first principles change, don't they?
The first principles change. I am a strong supporter of women having freedoms, but the moment you make make use of that freedom to have children, you make a commitment to putting the children's needs first. When you and I made this commitment to do the show, I made the commitment to not put anything else before that show. That didn't take away my freedom. It gave me the freedom to reserve this time for you and I to work together.
And I'm glad you made the good choice. Dr. Warren Farrell, thank you for being with us.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's election fraud claim gains more traction. Newly released security footage of State Farm Arena in Atlanta, Georgia, shows that poll monitors and media were told counting was done and sent everyone home on election night. Four workers stayed behind to count ballots, at times pulling out numerous suitcases containing ballots from underneath desks.
Look at the ladies in yellow. You'll see that they will begin just sitting still, doing nothing, ostensibly not working, because after all, they said they're going to stop counting. They will wait until the witnesses over there in that roped-off area, the press and the observers, leave the room. Then you'll see them move into action and begin scanning ballots.
The video can be seen on YouTube. Governor Brian Kemp, the Georgia Republican, said Thursday that new testimony and these videos has raised additional questions and a signature audit should be performed. The votes were allegedly counted for hours with no election supervisors or monitors present. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America, just the way you like to hear from us, fresh and independent. I am Bill Martinez, and you know, this nation has been dealing with a pandemic that has made this a make-or-break holiday shopping season, and now following events like Black Friday, Cyber Monday, the early data is available from the 7th Annual Retail Trends Report by Verizon Business. Joining us today with expert analysis of the new data is Michelle Dupree, VP of Sales Vertical Markets, Retail and Hospitality at Verizon Business. Welcome, Michelle. Good to have you with us.
Great. Thanks, Bill, and thanks for having me.
Well, what can consumers expect this holiday shopping season?
Yeah, so Verizon Business Retail Trends Report, as you said, it's in the 7th year, and again, it should come as no surprise that online shopping has just soared this past year. And again, based on the results that we saw on Thanksgiving Day, showing an increase of 560%, and then Black Friday through Cyber Monday, seeing a 200% increase, it just shows that consumers are engaged with their favorite brands. And again, online shopping is here to stay.
I'll tell you, a lot to be thankful for in spite of all that we've been going through for the last 9 months, Michelle. I'm sure you would agree. Break down some of the key findings from the current holiday retail index data.
Yeah, absolutely. And, the sampling of traffic and where we get the information is really, it's a sampling of 20 of the top 100 retailers, according to the National Retail Federation. And it really, you know, again, when you look at the overall volumes that we saw this past holiday weekend, again, you know, unprecedented, surpassed expectations. But again, if we go back and again, when we initially launched, we look at the first week of November, and we knew that this season was going to be unlike any other because we saw an increase year over year for that first week of 82%. So we knew out of the gate, and retailers, you know, saw out of the gate that consumers were engaging with them early. You know, so now the key is that they got through the month of November. We're now into December. It's Cyber Week. It's just, you know, retailers really, you know, the game between now and the close of the holiday season is how do they continually engage with consumers and how do they continually engage with them, you know, and make those purchases, you know, successful. And then the next challenge is how do they get those packages delivered to those consumers, whether it's the convenience of it showing up on your doorstep, whether it's the desire for you to pick up in store or the convenience of curbside pickup. It's really retailers are putting all stops out there to ensure that they engage with consumers, but more importantly, that they give them choice in terms of delivering of that merchandise or what they selected online.
Well, proving once again that in retail, thou must be flexible, right?
Absolutely. Flexibility is the name of the game.
Well, we're talking with Michelle Dupre, VP of Sales, Vertical Markets, Retail, and Hospitality at Verizon Business. Michelle, let's talk about the impact of digital shopping on spending.
Yeah, so again, when you look at digital, and again, our report looks at the volume, the overall volume to the sampling of the top 20. But again, when retailers look at their own data, and again, there's been data points published, you know, throughout this past weekend. You know, you correlate and you put all of the data together, and it just shows that online, from a volume standpoint, according to, you know, our retail trends report, is surpassed expectations. And then also there's been plenty around the billions of dollars that consumers spent, you know, on Black Friday. So, again, you know, retailers, you know, again, really had strong engagement this past weekend. You know, the opportunity for them is to continue that momentum, you know, this week being Cyber Week and then carrying it through, you know, the shipping deadlines and then also carrying through right up until, you know, the holiday season. And then, again, consumers are also always looking for that bargain the day after Christmas. So it just, again, it gives, you know, retailers every opportunity, you know, to really strongly engage with, you know, with consumers during this critical period.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned end-of-year sales, but the other idea for retail is that this momentum, the engagement that they build up during the holidays, that continues through Q1, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I think the behaviors that we all learned as consumers with the onset of the pandemic clearly have carried through, you know, through this holiday season and will carry through into 2021. You know, an interesting statistic where I think that it kind of goes back to, you know, what are consumers and the behavior is that the first week of November, we looked at, you know, data traffic moving in and around, you know, malls in the U.S. And we saw that there was a 59% increase compared to when the onset of the pandemic. So, you know, it shows us that, you know, digital is obviously surging. But there's certainly an increase in confidence, you know, and for consumers to returning to that, you know, that in-store shopping and having that, you know, that physical, you know, experience with their favorite retail brands.
Well, a couple more questions, if you don't mind. How does the Holiday Retail Index track e-commerce traffic across Verizon's networks and illustrate how holiday shopping patterns and trends emerge?
Yeah, so again, we look at aggregate volumes of traffic across our broadband network, and again, it goes back to the sampling to the 20 of the top 100 retailers, according, you know, to the National Retail Federation. So, you know, we'll continue to do that, you know, and continue to publish results throughout this holiday season, and that's the, you know, the foundation of the data.
With all the expert advice and insight, Michelle Dupre has been our guest VP of Sales, Vertical Markets, Retail, Hospitality at Verizon Business. Michelle, where can people go for more information?
Yeah, you can find additional information at Verizon.com under About and News.
Michelle Dupre, thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
You got it.
Thank you, and same to you.
Well, we're grateful to Michelle Dupre. Good to have you with us. Let's say we got so much to talk about still. And I appreciate you sharing your time with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com, as I mentioned before. All the audio tracks, all the interviews of these great guests that we've had, you know, today and other days throughout the week, the information on these guests are there for you. Feel free to download, share it with your friends and neighbors, because we've covered it all. You know, regardless of the matter, I say regardless as we pursue the truth. That's most important. That's first principles for us, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And we have experts that deliver the facts. Long on facts, yes, some opinionating. That's natural in any kind of conversation. But the idea is we want to advance the conversation. And hopefully what you're hearing are people who are pursuing the truth and wanting to hear, as Dr. Farrell said, you know, this is so critical, you know, when we talk about having empathy, is to listen to one another, as the prayer of St. Francis calls out, which, you know, it's just, there's one line there in particular, is, you know, Lord, help me to, you know, first understand before being understood. And, well, I'll tell you, that really stuck out to me. And that is something that every time I pray that prayer, it just comes screaming at me, because it's a daily objective for me to, you know, want to understand more than to be understood. And that goes a long way, because, what I find when I'm effective in doing that is that I don't surrender my peace. And, you know, peace is what gives us balance. It's what gives us confidence that we know that regardless of what the outcome may be or what it may look like, that all will be well. And, you know, this is my message to America today, is that regardless of all that's out there, whether we're dealing with COVID-19, the voter fraud issues, this election, boy, I'll tell you, a lot of emotions going out there. But the bottom line, again, what we want to do, just as we were talking with Dr. Farrell, is not forget that, you know, it's still about the family. It's still about the country. This is first principles. You know, we want this democratic republic. You know, most of us want this democratic republic to continue. Yes, there are prevailing forces out there that want to look at socialism, and some that just want to all but destroy what America stands for. But that is a minority of people, a loud minority nonetheless. But, you know, they have not heard from, you might say, the silent majority. They heard a little bit, but not real clear. But I believe that they will be hearing, you know, sooner, if not later, that the silent majority who wants to just continue on with their lives and, you know, provide for their families and work hard and, you know, do right by, you know, their communities and all. That's what's more important, to burn down buildings, to cause all kinds of issues that would cause injury to others in their community. That's not our interest. We want to advance the cause for everyone, that we would leave this place better than the way we found it, ultimately. I believe that's what that's all about. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a
national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your
Bill Martinez.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the time, before the top of the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what America needs. America does need a comeback, and it's going to require all hands on deck. Not a Republican or a Democratic thing. This is a we the people kind of thing. It's all about the Constitution. Clearly, we have been worked here. There's no doubt. I mean, the forces that were against, conservatives and against this president mounted. I mean, it was all hands on deck on their side, whether you're talking the mainstream media, talking social media, big tech, corporate America, we're talking foreign influences, it's most amazing that what a difference 4 years can make, Rick Manning. 4 years ago, there was the suggestion of foreign influence under a phony dossier about the Russians, but yet the mainstream media and everybody else would like to ignore the influence, the clear influence of the communist Chinese, right?
Yeah, it is. Well, Bill, this is easy, and it's simply when it's their side that is engaged in really clear selling out to communist China, then they're willing to turn a blind eye. But in fact, we know that they actually created the entirety of the Russian narrative in order to help Hillary Clinton. That's why the Russian narrative existed, because Hillary Clinton had a uranium problem. Right. She had a uranium-1 problem, and she needed to fix it. The Russian reset was all about getting paid. And so the way they took that off the agenda was effectively by falsely accusing President Trump of colluding with Russia, when in fact that is what they did. So in many respects, it's not that different. The difference is that the left has consolidated. it would have seemed tinfoil hat-ish to sit there and talk about the media and the social media, Silicon Valley, and the Democratic Party and massive donors all coming together and essentially putting all the weight that they have, all the power that they have in concert for a political effort. That would have seemed to be almost impossible for the public to believe 4 years ago.
Right.
And today, I think 50% of the public believes it 100%.
But, you know, the surprising thing, even with all that power and force that they put against Donald Trump, the only way they could do this is by cheating. I mean, it wasn't enough that they used big tech, that they used all their corporate money. I mean, we're talking in what, in three states for three Senates, over $100 million for those seats, and they lost all three. So their money wasn't even good enough. And so the only way that they could make this happen is like the report that we heard last night, you know, from this UPS driver, this postal service driver, who was taking, you know, from New York, hundreds of thousands of ballots up to Philadelphia. What's all that about?
Well, I think we know what it's about. It's about stuffing ballot boxes,
and
it's it's basically cheating the old-fashioned way, except for it's doing it. It's not doing it onesies and twosies. This is, we're talking about millions of ballots that are being funneled into systems.
Mm-hmm.
And when Rudy Giuliani says that the president would have won Pennsylvania by 500,000 votes if not for cheating, I think he's right.
He's probably
the president would have won. Would have won Michigan by 50,000 votes without, if not for cheating. I think he's right.
Yeah.
The challenge, of course, is the thing that the left did in 2018 was extremely important.
Mm-hmm.
They won the governorship of Michigan. They won the governorship of Wisconsin. They won the governorship in Pennsylvania. In all three of those states, they also happened to win the Secretary of State's office.
Right.
And so, and that's where you get your election certified. And that's where, you know, if you want to win a fraudulent vote count, have the Secretary of State in your pocket, because that leads the way to getting that done.
Well, you know, going back to if the truth really matters here, I mean, we've got a retired general, three-star, Thomas McInerney, said that Donald Trump, in his estimation, this is three-star general, in his estimation says that Donald Trump should have accumulated over 80 million votes. I think the exact number he quoted was something like 84 million votes. I mean, that's from his perspective and his understanding of what's going on here. You know, reasonable people can look at this and go, look at this. This just doesn't add up. Mathematicians look at the numbers. They study them. They go, this thing is so fraudulent on its surface. And then, of course, AP misquoted A.G. Barr in saying, hey, there's nothing there. Well, that's not exactly what he said. What he said is that, hey, we're investigating and we're continuing to look at every legitimate claim. And that's what they're doing. But the way the AP reported and other news media, the way they picked it up, including CNN, is like the A.G. has folded his tent on this issue. They have not.
Well, they haven't, but once again, the entire campaign that's being run is to demoralize the Trump supporters,
right,
and to say, have people say there's really no chance.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, especially
honestly,
because of what we're looking at in Georgia, Rick. I mean, they're doing everything they can to dishearten them, and there's some, you know, suggestion that you've got voter fatigue going on and that Republicans think it's a fait accompli and they're just going to roll over and make sure that Perdue and Loeffler do not get elected.
Well, I don't think it's voter fatigue. What I think it is if you believe the system, here's the double-edged sword of what we're talking about. If you believe the system's fixed, then why bother participating in it? And so as we talk about the election being stolen, which it was, voters sit there and they say, on the other hand, well, if that's the case, then why should I bother sticking my neck out and voting?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer to that question is, just because somebody cheated doesn't mean that you don't play the game the next time. And this is the next time. And every cheat that they did this time, there will be people are going to be trying to deal with those cheats up front. They're going to be focused on those cheats up front.
Mm-hmm.
Your vote counts more this time than it did last time, because we're going to focus like a laser beam on those illegal ballots, and there will be a fistfight. There will be a bloodbath over those illegal ballots in Georgia. Because, quite honestly, the Senate, losing the Senate, if Biden is president, has a lot more consequences. And a lot of the people who lose under those circumstances didn't really like Donald Trump very much. So you don't end up with the establishment against us kind of scenario, which is what happened with Trump. We end up with the establishment against the establishment.
Right.
And that's a, and in that case, the Republican establishment fights really hard for the crumbs that they're going to get. It's not so much of the policy and all that. It's about power. And I hate to say that, but it does have policy impacts. No,
and that is bipartisan.
If you want to preserve the Trump, want to preserve the Trump legacy, you have to go to vote. If you're in Georgia, you have to go vote.
Right.
If you're thinking about helping in Georgia, you have to help. You have to do everything possible to win Georgia.
Well, this is another example of kicking the can down the road. See, illegal voting has been going on. Voter fraud has been going on forever. And people have chosen to turn a blind eye. The typical response, even from the judges, oh, okay, well, we hear your complaint. Maybe that's going to affect a dozen votes. That's, I mean, the guy lost by 200,000 votes, so it's not going to change anything. Well, not immediately, but down the road, it does change a whole lot because it tells the perpetrators, it tells these scoundrels and these fraud actors that interfere with our legitimate electoral process, it tells them it's okay, they can get away with it. And they felt like they could get away with it to the extent that they are, you know, they're manipulating. I mean, not a dozen votes. I mean, we're talking, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of votes here in a very sophisticated process. It doesn't take a genius to figure this out, to see, you know, even on the potentiality of it all, if I can use that word, on the potential of it all, Rick. I mean, if this doesn't, you know, throw up flags all across the country, you know, of course, we know that half of the country is, you know, they're for Biden. They think Biden won. You know, all this talk of voter fraud, you know, CNN and, of course, James O'Keefe and with Veritas is exposing CNN big time, as if we didn't know. But directly from, you know, from the chairman and the president himself, I mean, he's being quoted exactly what the intent of CNN has been. And it's obvious. I mean, you know, it's like some people think they're hiding. All you got to do is watch the television, you can see what they're doing.
Yeah, but you can only see if you actually, if you know enough contextually to know what they're doing. But the, you know, what you said is really, really important. The brazenness of the left in terms of stealing this election is really kind of breathtaking. And but you know, let me talk about aftermaths here. Because we all sit there and we talk about, you know, well, what's, they got away with it. And it's very well they may get away with it. That is very possible. But you know what they're not going to be able to do? They're not going to be able to talk to 50% of America ever again with any kind of credibility.
Right.
The cost that they bear is disastrous for them because you're going to see mainstream media, you're going to see CNN, AT&T is going to get rid of that property because it is a money loser and AT&T is $180 billion in debt. They're going to try to get rid of that property. You know what that's going to happen to those guys at CNN? They're all losing their jobs.
Yeah.
Because CNN can't be what CNN was the last 6 years. They're going to have to totally rebrand.
Yeah, where are they going to go?
CNN's going to go down.
Exactly. Where are these people going to go? There's no place for them to land. You're exactly right.
Yeah, there's only, well, they'll land in the Biden administration, but the point is, it's a that network will die as an entity as a result. MSNBC, how long is NBC going to put up with MSNBC?
Exactly.
You know, a low rating cost
Rick,
drag.
We're out of time. We got to leave it there until next week. The president of the Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning, right here. Thank you, Rick. Take care, buddy.
Thank you.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.